As we continue in this season of Lent, the season of prayer and penance and preparation for the great Paschal feast, the Paschal mystery, the death, the resurrection of Jesus, the readings today, especially the Gospel and the verse just before the Gospel, "Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand." These are the first words of Jesus in Mark's Gospel. The very first thing Jesus said is, "Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand." And a few chapters later in Mark's Gospel, when he sent the apostles out to teach and to preach, it says they went out to preach repentance. And this is what Jesus says in his Gospel. Do you think that these calamities happened, these tragedies happened because they were sinners? Unless you repent, the same thing will happen to you. This call to repentance goes throughout the Gospels, especially in this season of Lent. This call to repentance comes so close to us. This metanoia is the Greek word, this changing, this transforming of our minds, where we're no longer stuck in a selfish, self-love, anxiety-driven way. But as we come to encounter the loving gaze of the Father, as we come to encounter the freedom of the Spirit, that we're no longer locked into our prison of self, but we can go out into the world and become, like in that first reading, we can become a burning bush. We can become a presence of Christ to the world. And through our baptism, that's what each one of our mission is, to be a light to the world, bringing forth the presence of Christ to each one of us, to each one around us. But the warning from St. Paul in the second reading, be careful, don't be overconfident. All of our ancestors were baptized. And Moses, they crossed the Red Sea, they fled slavery from Egypt, and they were set free. They had the spiritual food, the manna from heaven. They had the spiritual drink, the water from the rock. And yet God was not pleased with them, and most of them were killed. One of the difficulties and the trappings that we as Catholics, as Christians, who have lived a Christian life, maybe from our infant baptism, is that we kind of get self-confident. I've been baptized, I go to Mass, I say some prayers, I'm good. This is the call to repentance for each one of us. Have we truly surrendered our lives to Christ? Have we said no to sin in every aspect? Have we unveiled the darkness of our heart to our Heavenly Father? As we prayed in the opening prayer, this isn't something to keep us bowed down and weighed down in fear and anxiety. Because the response to our psalm tells us that the Lord is kind and merciful. His mercy raises us up. But unless I know I'm a sinner, I don't need a Savior. Unless I know I'm in need of His mercy has no effect in my life. So the church doesn't invite us on this journey of repentance to say, woe is me, look how bad I am, and then tend towards self-hatred and despair that I'm never going to get over whatever that is. It's to open our hearts, our minds, our eyes to the reality that we're dead in our sin without Christ. St. Paul, in all of his letters, is clear to that. We are dead in our sin. And it's because of that that Christ came. Because we're dead in our sin and are helpless, Christ came. Have we allowed that reality to change our life? This fig tree for 3 years had not produced fruit. In the agricultural time, a fig tree had 3 years. If it didn't produce fruit, they chopped it down because it was draining the soil unnecessarily. That's the context of this parable. So it would have been expected and assumed that the tree was cut down. But the twist, the gardener says, let's give it one more year. Christ looks at you and tells the Father, let's give him one more year. Let me cultivate. Let me die for him so that he can rise to new life. We are in that one year. And especially Lent is that one year of mercy, that time of cultivation. And prayer and fasting and almsgiving are the ways that we use to receive the nutrients that allow us to produce fruit. Because for a Christian, there's no option. We must produce fruit. We must. But unless we surrender and die to ourselves so that God's mercy can rise us up, we will never produce fruit. And the warning of Christ and the warning of St. Paul will be a reality for us. That day is coming. That day of death, that day of judgment. No one knows when it is. But if we respond well to this time of mercy, if we surrender fully to God's love, then we need not be afraid, and we don't need to be living in fear and anxiety. God indeed is kind and merciful, and he has come to set us free. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.